All right, good evening. Welcome. Ready to move and sweat? Let's begin. Downward dog. And a deep bow. Drop your head towards the ground. Open your eyes and see that your feet are about hip-width distance. Bend one knee, straighten the other leg, just move around a little bit. Get a sense of the mood that your body's in. Get a sense of the bodies that are in the room, the heat that's in the air, the light and the shadows, and set your gaze to one physical point in the environment. Seal your lips and begin the yogic path, the journey into your powers through listening. Generate audible breathing. You want the sound to come from your throat. And you want it to flow in and flow out like the ocean, the air. So you're creating your breath using the element of air and the element of earth. Feel your fingers across your mat. Fan them and feel the earth underneath your hands. And spread out your toes and just consider adding a few inches of space between your hands and your feet. Will you do that, please? Maybe 1 inch, 2 inches. We'll go up to a half a foot. Now bend your knees. Just loosen up the legs a little bit. Now keep the knees bent. Press the floor and lift your hips up to the sky. Relax your neck. There you go. Bring your feet together. Breathe out. Lift your right leg to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee. Move your upper leg to the left. Do some exploration of space with the upper leg. Move it around however you'd like. Spread out your toes. Work the foundation, fan your fingers, press the floor and take your upper leg to the left another inch. See if there's some space. Bring your upper foot to the floor. Lift your left leg to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee, move your upper leg towards the right. Keep your shoulders square to your mat. Relax your neck, relax your jaw. Open your eyes. Now spread out your toes. Work from the core. Look forward, walk to your hands, flat back. Lace your fingers at your lower back. It's a good time to use a yoga strap if it's difficult for you to lace your fingers. Lengthen your spine towards the front of the room. Breathe in. Bow forward, lift your toes up, get in touch with the earth. Feel the bottoms of your feet come to life. Spread your toes. Begin to straighten your legs, relax your neck, open your eyes, intentionally breathe into your shoulders. Good aim. Feel the in-breath expand from the inside out, the whole shoulder girdle. Bring your hands to the ground, root your feet into the earth. Stand up, lift your arms above you, fan your fingers, see a point above you. Gaze forward, bring your hands to your heart center. Lift your toes up, spread them apart. 3 ohms. Look up, reach your arms above you, breathe in. Bend your knees, bow forward. Inhale, flat back. High plank. Remember, breathing. This is the foundation of the whole practice. We'll build and grow the flow of the breath. Be mindful you're intentional, creating a relationship to the floor so your energy is grounded and you're not getting ahead of yourself. Shift forward 3 or 4 inches. With your core strength, come halfway down. You could always rest your whole body on your mat. Up dog. Downward dog. Set your gaze to one point and generate the flow of your breath. It takes some effort to break through the normal survival mode breathing. Consider that the normal survival mode breathing creates almost like an energetic shell around our body. It just keeps us alive, really, truly. But it doesn't let really anything in and really anything out, this shell, an energetic shell from not breathing deep. So ahead, you'll feel it. There'll be like a cracking, a breaking through, a shift for sure with committed breathing. Fill up your lungs. Empty them out. Get all the air out. That's key to Ujjayi Pranayama. Walk to the front of your mat. Flat back, breathe in. Exhale, bow forward. Root down, sweep up. Exhale, forward bend. Inhale, flat back. Exhale, high to low plank. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. Set your gaze to one point. Not only does setting your gaze to one point calm or energize the nervous system, but it brings you into a zone of attention where you can really bring your whole awareness to pulling the air in, assisting the in-breath, and pressing the air out a little bit, assisting the exhalation. Remember, you're in a partnership with the universe right now. Breathe in. Breathe out. Walk or jump to your hands. Inhale, flat back. Exhale, bow forward. Sweep up. Pull more air in. Exhale, bow forward. Inhale, flat back. Low plank. Upward dog, set your gaze to one point. Down dog. And I'll tell you, when you practice setting your gaze to one point, you'll have a breakthrough with channeling heat, channeling energy. See, it brings you into specificity and accessing this detail work. So with your gaze steady, pin the index and middle finger mounds into the floor. That's where the fingers meet the palms. Generate some power from your core. Press your finger mounds on the floor. Lift your hips up. Now breathe out. Press your finger mounds on the floor more. Walk or jump up to your hands. Flat back. Forward bend. Thunderbolt. Now let's study where the feet make contact with the floor. Lift your toes up. Okay, get in touch, lean back into the heels and study the outer heel and the inner heel of each foot. Get to the center, the inner heel and the outer heel, get to the center. Lift your toes up, but don't lose touch where the big toes meet the feet. Press the big toe mounds down, the baby toe mounds down. Now use the four corners of your feet for your platform to channel prana. Drop down low, but keep the four corners of your feet on the ground. Shift your vision up and breathe in. Bow forward, relax your neck now, complete this. Flat back. Low plank, upward dog, downward dog, warrior one, step your right foot forward, drop your back heel to the mat and stand up. Arrange your feet so you can get in touch with the four corners of your feet. Now experience the bottoms of your feet coming to life. Take your right hip back and your left hip forward. Maybe separate the feet a little wider so you have that space to create flow through the pelvis. Pull your belly up to your spine. Now, the combination of this muscular effort in the core, pull your belly to your spine, and the movement of air builds fire. You want to channel this fire by keeping your gaze steady. Drop your hips a little closer to the mat and firm up your back thigh muscles. Pull in. Now, from your core, press the floor. Straighten your arms. Go up through your finger domes. Go up. Straighten your arms. Take a huge breath in. Bring your hands to the floor, low plank. Work your finger mounds into the ground. Up dog. Down dog, warrior one, step your left foot forward. The foundation, the flesh and bones that are touching the floor. Get interested in the feeling tone of the foundation, your relationship with the physical world. Right here, this is where the warrior's path begins, embodying presence. Always start from the ground up. A good master principle of alignment is to stack your joints on a vertical plane. Always start from the ground up. The front knee, is it possible to form a 90-degree angle? Where the torso meets the pelvis, stack your shoulders over your hips, your wrists over your shoulders. Now look up and create length so the finger knuckles stack on a vertical plane. Now lengthen your spine more. Drop your hips 2 inches close to the ground. Take a huge breath in. Low plank. Work your hands now. Up dog. Down dog. Now the magic, there's a revelation. Vinyasa is a revelation. Something's revealed. the practice is revealed. You just got to keep moving. Over time, you develop skill, and the skill is linking up movement to breath. Let's do that. It's so good to be together in practice. It's so much easier, too. Fill up your lungs. Empty out. Get all the air out. Look up your hands. Walk or jump forward. Inhale, flat back. Exhale, bow down. Thunderbolt. Bow forward. Come halfway up. Low plank. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. Warrior one, step your right foot forward. Press the floor, inhale, go up. Exhale, low plank. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. Warrior one, step your left foot forward. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Perfect. Just as you are. Nothing to fix, nothing to figure out, just to be here. Breathe in. Breathe out. Leap to your hands. Jump. Go for it. Halfway up. Fold forward. Thunderbolt. Lift your toes up and spread them apart. Bow down. Flat back. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Warrior one. Step your right foot forward. Be smooth. Get to the peak. Pop the lid off, warrior one. Go up. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog, warrior one, step your left foot forward. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog, you feel that? Oh. Breathe in. Breathe out. Push your mat away from you. Walk or jump to your hands. Flat back. Forward bend. Utkatasana, thunderbolt. Bow forward. Come halfway up. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Warrior. Step your right foot forward. From your core, press the floor. Rebound, go up. Breakthrough, go back. Low plank. Upward dog. Downward dog. Warrior. Step your left foot forward. Fill the space from the floor, through the body, up through your fingertips. Chaturanga. Up dog, pause for a moment and meditate on your hands working their way through the rubber of your mat. And if you'd like to amplify the pose, press the tops of your feet in the floor. Lift your thigh bones up. The final frontier is to get your thoracic spine moving into your chest. And roll your shoulder blades. Move them into the spine line. Lift your collarbones up and take the sides of your neck back. You can lift your chin a little bit. Down dog, great work. All right, lift your right leg to the sky. Work your hands, okay? I want you to meditate on your hands through your flip dog. Bend your upper knee and stay here or flip your dog. It's really, I want you to meditate on your foundation. That's your 2 feet and your bottom hand. It's usually the bottom hand cups. Don't let that happen. Drill it down into the floor and lift your pelvis to the sky. High plank, spin your heels to the right. Take your left arm to the sky. You can bring your bottom knee to the floor. Know that this is a really powerful path to practice, is trying easy. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Step your right foot forward, crescent lunge. Okay, now the path and the possibility of trying easy, that's dependent on your intention creating your foundation. Prayer twist. So you might go through some volatile energy right now. You've got to be grounded. So you might add space between your feet right to left. I always find, even after 20 years, 25 years of doing crescent lunge every day, I'll usually step into a short stance. Can you broaden the space front to back? You can straighten your arms and add a block. You could bind. It's all dependent on your gaze and your breath. Five. See, with your gaze and your breath, you're in your now, and then you know how to play. Four, the edge. Three. Two. Warrior two. Extended side angle. Put your heels on one line. Check it out that your heels are equidistant from the right side of the mat. half bind. Set your gaze to one point. Now be moved by your breathing. Pull the air in, assist the in-breath. Push the air out at the end of the exhalation. About five counts. That could be seven breaths, that could be three breaths. You're working at your own rate. There's a perfect rate that's going to keep you in your zone, the rate of your breathing. Keep your gaze steady so the brain doesn't go haywire. Calm and determined. Take a huge breath in. Low plank. Beautiful. Up dog. Pause for a moment. Work your hands into the ground. Down dog. Lift your left leg to the sky. Get the index and middle finger mounds down. Lengthen out the thumbs. Bend your upper knee and with control, flip over. Control and chaos. One of the warrior's superpowers. So go into chaos with an open heart. Uncomfortable space with an open heart. Not a clogged throat. Relax your brow. Side plank. Spin your heels to the left. Take your right arm to the sky. You develop more courage. To go into uncomfortable spaces we know we need to go in. This is where we train to stay relaxed and to follow through with our highest intention. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. We are doing good. We're doing great. Step your left foot forward. Crescent lunge. Arrange your feet so you're stable. Put both feet on 12 o'clock. You might want to add or subtract space front to back, but put your feet on 12 o'clock. Prayer twist to the left. Tell you, the arrangement of the feet determines if there's harmony and harmonics in the body. Otherwise, you're just going to be groping in the dark, struggling for ground. Five. It's amazing having this fortitude. Four, at the feet in the foundation. Three, willing to breathe under pressure, to break through into a new dimension of listening. Listen carefully. Breathe out. Warrior two. Extended side angle. Now make the movements musical and flowy. And on an exhalation, half bind. This is where you really start dialing into flow or surrendering into flow. Let me say that. Five. You see, the exhalation is a practice of surrendering. Four. Lift your toes up and spread them apart. Three. Ooh, now drop the tailbone down. Lift the front of the pelvis up. Two. Low plank. Up dog. A moment. One moment. A check-in at the foundation. Down dog. All right. Breathe in. Empty it out. Walk or jump forward. Halfway up. Bow down. Thunderbolt. Prayer twist to the right. Look down at your feet. So we could say that the foundation of the feet, or it's the energy that you're developing in the feet. So if you lift your toes up and you work, we already mapped out the four corners of the feet. Now turn the inner ankles back and press your outer ankles down. We'll do about 30 seconds, about 30 seconds here, okay? But manage your foundation. This is what gives you staying power. It's interest, and instead of closing down under pressure and trying to think your way through this, just come to your senses, feel what you feel, and drop your hips down towards the ground and keep the shins aligned. Five. A lot of the times we overwork the right leg. Four. And roll the left leg, right leg, 50-50. Three. Lengthen your spine on your in-breaths. Bring your chin to your chest a little. Two. Ragdoll. Excellent. Fingers to toes pose. Lengthen your spine towards the front of the room. Breathe in. Now pull the crown of your head towards your mat, but ease into it. Bend your knees and receive your chest or your belly with the fronts of your thighs. Bend. There you go. Let go of your toes. Crawl. Good time to meditate and deepen your relationship with your hands. Five. A lot of information moving from the core to the hands. 4, a lot of information coming up from the earth. Catch it. Feel your fingers. 3, press the inner edge of your feet together and look forward. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Look up your hands and jump forward. Let's keep the fire burning hot. Halfway up. Bow forward. Thunderbolt. Prayer twist to the left. Asana practice is a practice of disrupting the drift, disrupting business as usual. When the pressure goes on, that we go into a little mini blackout. Get interested in the feet. Look at the feet. Look at the length of the toes and create an energetic flow from where the toes meet the feet to the toe domes. Lift your toes up. Do inner ankles back and outer ankles down. You don't have to know how to do that. Just pretend you do. Look down at your feet. You'll discover it. Lift your toes up. Can you get the baby toe away from the fourth toe? 5. 4. Take your shin bones back. 3. Probably the right hip crease back. 2. Ragdoll, gorilla. Walk your toes past the crease of your wrists. Go belly or chest to thighs. Get that. Come halfway up. And tighten it up, but not too tight. And then loosen it, not too loose. Fine. Can you feel that dance of straightening your legs and leaning in? You can up the ante and try to pull your hands out from underneath your feet. When I do that, I feel an awesome tractioning. I even get some pops, good ones, in between the vertebrae. Take your hands out from underneath your feet. Crawl. Now work the hands. Put the index fingers on 12 o'clock. No matter how many times I come in a crawl, I'm awake to the setting of the hands. 5. Doesn't matter how high the knees go up to the armpits. Anywhere. Just create a stable shelf through the upper arms. 4. Now work the core. Press the inner edge of the feet together and look forward. 3. Ready? 2. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. All right. Walk to your hands. Come halfway up. Bow forward. Ground down and stand up. Sweep your arms high. Breathe in. Eagle. Bend your knees. Wrap your right leg over your left leg and your right arm under your left arm. Feel free to put a block under your right foot or your right foot on the floor. 5. We want to strengthen and condition our joint systems into strength, into mobility. No straining. 4. This is why we stack the joints. The shoulders, stack them above the hips. 3. Can you do that and drop 2 or 3 inches closer to the mat? Sweep up. Eagle. Flow right in. Work the vertical plane. You don't want to lean forward or back. Stay with the shoulders over the hips. 5. 4. There's so many different variations of eagle. 3. But we're aiming for a bigger picture. It's beyond physical. 3, 2. Sweep up. Bring your hands to your heart center. Standing leg raise. Balance on your left leg. And again, stack your shoulders over your hips. If you can't, when you grab your upper leg or your upper foot, let me say, then just stay with your upper knee. Okay? 1, 2, 3, 4. Take your upper leg to the right, gaze to the left. 1. Breathe through this. 2, 3, 4. Close it and twist. Make the journey. Gaze to the back of the room. Gaze to the front of the room. Lift your arms above you. Breathe in. Airplane. Feel that burning around the ankles or the fronts of the shins. It's good. Stay the course. It's good fuel for our journey. Half moon. I'm always ready to stack blocks under the left hand. Just bring the right hand to the hip. And let it be a revelation. Stack your joints. Roll the right hip over the left and the right shoulder over the left. 5. 4. Put the bottom foot on 12 o'clock. Straight forward. 3. Now feel that. Feel that. 2. Tight, tight. Ragdoll. Do you feel that in your hip? Bring your hands to the floor. Walk your feet together and stand up. Take your arms high. You're okay with assist. Bring your hands to your heart center. Let's clear it out. Breathe in. Empty it out. Doing great work. Balance on your right leg. Lift your left knee up. So equanimity. Keep your two eyes focused on one point. Do the best you can. Balance out the in-breath and the out-breath. Take your upper leg to the left. Gaze to the right. Just ask me next time. Bring your upper leg forward and twist. You get a tremendous stretch in the outside of the upper leg. And good training for the neck. Just don't strain. Gaze forward. Lift your arms above you. Breathe in. Airplane. Move air. It'll move you. You start breathing, you become frozen in time. Half moon. So when you place the blocks under the hand, be mindful that the bottom foot and the blocks or the hand aren't on one line. You need a little space. Stay here a half bow. Five. Move the tailbone to the back of the room, the front of the pelvis to the belly button. Four, pull your belly to your spine. Three, straighten this out a little. Two, ragdoll. Good. Bring your hands to the floor. Walk your feet together. Stand up. Take your arms high. Gather it up. Bring your hands to your heart center. Let's clear it. Breathe in. Empty it out. All right. Standing bow. Lift your left arm up. Lower your right arm by your side. Stay here. Keep your gaze steady. Align your bottom foot on 12 o'clock and be a work in progress. Little incremental movements forward and up. Five. At ease. At ease. Don't try hard. Four. Work to pull your thigh muscles into the thigh bones. Three. Shift your vision up. Two. Exit with ease. Bring your upper foot to the floor. Standing bow. Tell you, just stay in the core, stand on your mat. Really power, it's a power move. Moving through these poses, a lot is excavated. We don't even know what's in the body until we get on our mat. Five, and it'll fester in there and create disease. Thank goodness it's coming up. It's moving through. Four, you feel the difference with that. Three, shift your vision up. Two, bring your upper foot to the floor, standing bow. It's so healing, just commitment and devotion. And at ease, the commitment to be at ease. It's the beginning of trying easy. Okay, so we're in effort. Firm up your thigh muscles, spread out your toes. Five, pull your belly to your spine. Four, work from the core to the floor and then rebound up. Four, but at ease, pull your thigh muscles in. Three, make your brow smooth, go up. Two, yes, bring your upper foot to the floor. Standing bow, what a training, Physically, one-legged balancing back bend, heart opener, back strengthener, hip opener, core strengthener. It's a meditation on the whole's the goal. And the whole goes beyond the pose. You want a poetic, artistic way of being on your mat. So that's what happens when you're at the edge. Five, you corner yourself into being. Four, in the present moment. Good. Three, move your upper shin back. Really pull your thigh muscles in. Go up. Go up. Two, bring your upper foot to the floor. Three, come right in. Don't miss a beat. Balance on your left leg. Gaze to one point. Meditate on your feet. Meditate on your hands. Know where they are in space. Sometimes I gotta, I peek down at the hands and they're way higher up than where I intend them to be. Right at the level of the heart, in line with the heart. Lift your arms to the sky. Pull your belly into your spine. Seal your lips and lower your chin toward your chest. Now make your brow smooth, relax your tongue. Breathe in. Bring your hands to your heart center. Gaze forward. Bring your upper foot to the floor. Tree. Balance on your right leg. Steady. Even if we remember to come back just once in class, we drift off. This is just business as usual, drifting, thinking, narrating the experience. Just to come back once and feel our feet and our hands and know that we're seeing one point. And know that we're listening as a practice. You have to restore that. You have to restore integrity. Lift your arms to the sky. Integrity is something you restore. You drift off and you forget. And you come right back. Take your upper arm bones towards the center line of your body and 3 inches towards the back of the room. Breathe in. Bring your hands to your heart center. Lower your upper foot to the ground. Reach your arms high. Breathe in. Bow forward, covering some good ground. Flat back. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Warrior one, step your right foot forward. Warrior two. Straighten your legs. Hinge forward. Triangle. The most exciting part of triangle is separating the feet as far as they go till you find your tipping point. And maybe supporting the foundation with some blocks. Five, keep your shoulders and wrists on a vertical plane. Four,
go far, go far.
Go out, go out. Three, two, stand up. Face left, take your arms high. Lower your right arm by your side. Bind your shoulders. Use a strap. It's such a good tool to create space. Press your feet down into the ground and breathe in. Bow forward. Lift your toes up and spread them apart. Work the four corners of your feet into your mat. It's an awesome neural pathway to create from your head to your feet. Turn your inner ankles back. Like I said, you don't have to know how to do it. You act as if you know how to do it, and these pathways become more alive. You become more dexterous, sensitive, awake in the feet. So when you spin the inner ankles back, press your outer ankles down. Lift your toes up. Firm up your thigh muscles. Now breathe in. Empty it out. Stand up. Keep your shoulders bound. Face front. Bow over your front leg. Adjust your feet. You can feel the dance from corner to corner of each foot. And then the feet are in conversation, so your foundation is supporting the in-breath, lengthening the spine. Yeah. Sorry. Twisting triangle. It's great to work with blocks in the triangle sequence. Okay, so you got good earth, you're stable. Now create some maneuverability. Bend the front knee a little bit. Square the hips to the front of the mat. Once you get your hips squared to the front of the mat, take your right arm to the sky. Five, now start working your way open. Spin the heart up to the sky. Four, can you stack your wrists and your shoulders? Three, press down, go forward. Lift up and spin it. Two, chaturanga. Go forward there. Up dog. Down dog, warrior, step your left foot forward. Warrior two. Straighten your legs, triangle. Hinge, go hinge. And then feel the skin at the bottoms of your feet. Feel the muscles, feel the bones. Five. Four. Keep, okay. Three. You got that. Get it down. Can you get it down? Good. Two. Stand up. Excellent. Look at that. Face right. Take your arms to the sky. How to feel? Take your left arm by your side. Bind your shoulders. Breathe in. Bow forward. It's amazing the bonds that break in between our ears. These mental bonds and mental commitments. And our mind opens up to possibility. When we come out of the box of being in a pose and we start exploring up to the edges. That's why you want to get to that perfect space where your feet are far enough apart, where your head doesn't touch the floor. And you want to explore that space. You're not sacrificing stability. You're playing the edge of stability, and then you discover freedom in a pose. Otherwise, it's just rigid and static. Breathe out. Stand up, face front. Keep your shoulders bound. Pyramid. Okay, find that dance between control and surrender, effort and ease. Start with the foundation. Get some malleability. Come on. There you go. Twisting triangle. It's good. You know, if you're newer, less than 5 years in twisting triangle, start with a block on the inside of the front foot. And ground the right hand down into the block. Maybe you do your 5 fingertips and a square the pelvis to the front of the mat. Get interested. All right, your spine as long as can be. Take your left arm to the sky. 5, 4. It's like someone's pulling your hips back. You want to go forward through the collarbones. 3, lengthen your spine. Lift up and spin it. 2, chaturanga. Excellent. Up dog. Down dog. High plank. Low to your mat. 4, 3, 2, 1. Breathe in. Empty it out. Flip your head to the other side. All right, locust. Clasp your hands at your lower back. Maybe assist yourself with a strap. Pull your limbs to the center line. On your in-breath, lift your thigh bones and collarbones off your mat. 5. Can you go here? 4. And press into there. 3. How is that? 2. Good. Come down. Bow. You can do one leg at a time. Pull your thigh bones to the midline. Move bones. This is how you find true authentic alignment. Move your bones, the thigh bones to center. On your in-breath, move your shin bones back. You could move your shin bones back on an out-breath, but play with the breath, so get an experience of the breath moving you. You trying easy, staying available to breathing. 5, stay in the course. Under pressure requires little subtle shifts that you can discover by staying calm and determined with the breath. 4, lift both ends of the bow up. 3, not too tight, not too loose. 2, come down. Breathe in. Empty it out. Bow. We got this. Let's go. Ready? So now let's get more integrated. So the thigh bones come into center. Now move your shoulder blades to center. And keep the integration to the center line as you express yourself fully here. Turn on the pressure. Move your shin bones back. Activate your quadriceps like never before. 5, breathe into the center of the chest like never before. 4, keep your eyeballs tender, your lips sealed. 3, 2, come down. Up dog. Get it. Down dog. Camel. You can keep your hands at your hips, or you can reach back and grab your heels. 5. Press your feet and your knees down into your mat. 4. 3. Pull your belly up to your spine. Take your hips forward. 2. Down dog. Camel. Telling you, we're moving this heat into some uncharted territory in the body. Come on up. It's medicine. I'm digging deep. 5. That's where the rich stuff is. 4. Press your knees down and take your hips forward. 3, now we want the spine to go deep in the chest. Take your shoulder blades to the center line. Push your spine to your chest. Take your hips forward. Down dog. Good job. All right, let's stay the course. Bridge, lean your back. Lift your hips off your mat, lace your fingers. Let's get right to work. Let's not drop the energetic vinyasa ball. 5, flip the other way. 4. There you go. Thank you. 3. If it's okay on the knees, pigeon toe the feet. Now shimmy the shoulder blades to center. Push your spine to your chest. Press the back of your head into the floor a little bit. All right. Come down. Wheel. Recreate your foundation. So set up your hands and your feet. You're stable. Press down and come up. You can start at the top of your head. Five. Be gentle. Enter with ease. Four. Three. Move your thigh bones into the center line of your body. Two. Exit. One vertebra at a time. All right. Breathe in. Empty it out. Wheel. Press into the earth and rebound up. Bring your feet forward. Five. Okay. Yeah. Four. Three. Pull in. Two. Yeah. Bring your chin to your chest. Come down on the mat. So you just go up here a little bit like that. All right, let's do three more. Ready? Set. Ground down. Wheel. Five. Four. Take your heart to the back of the studio. Three. Press down and go up. Two. You could stay up or come down. Breathe in. Empty it out. Breathe in. Breathe out. All right. Let's complete with heart, okay? Here we go. I am acknowledging we have two left, but you can do these. You can keep them. You can stay up, okay? Ready? Aren't you so happy I told you you could stay up? Press down and come on up. Just reminding you because we forgot about our potential and we forgot this is why we practice, to be at our edge and to have a breakthrough. Five. And a lot of the times the breakthrough, what precedes the breakthrough is a break with a four, certain psychology. Three, two, come down. You know, and that psychology arises when you're at your edge. You get real good at it, of giving up, letting your attention be on that. And let's complete. Ready? Put your attention on who you want to be. Ready? Set. Press down and come up. More resilient. More committed. 10. Calm. 5. 4. Push into my hands. 3. 2. Come out. Excellent. All right. Bring the bottoms of your feet together. Splay your knees apart. Close your eyes. Rest and feel the floor. Feel the pressure of gravity come down and pull the skin of the face down towards the mat. The skin, the seal of your skin getting pulled down to the floor. Relax. Everywhere. Hold on to nothing. Straighten your legs. Take your arms back. Breathe in. Empty it out. Pull your knees into your body. Give yourself a kidney massage. Massage for the muscles that support the spine. The rhomboids between the shoulder blades. Dead bug. How about a little right to left movement? A little bit. Breathe into that flow. Pull your legs down. All right. Let go of your feet. Straighten your legs vertically. Clasp your hands at the back of your head. Lift your shoulder blades off your mat, and let's do one leg tonight at a time. Let your make your left leg hover about an inch off the floor. If it's too much, bring your left foot flat on the mat. That's cool. Now lift your shoulder blades off your mat, firm up your legs, and breathe them. Exhale, come up. One, two, three, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 10, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Switch your legs. Breathe in. Go up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Lift your legs up and sit on your forearms. Lower your legs one third towards your mat. It's so good to learn how to breathe like that, like with velocity and on pulse. Lower your legs 30%. Lift your shoulder blades off your mat. It makes a world of difference. Lower your legs 2 inches from the ground. 5, go right to left. Work from your core. 4, 3, 2, bring your legs to center and lift your legs to the sky. Pull your knees to your chest. Bicycle, done with excellence. Like not caring about a result, but interested in the possibility of working with intention moment to moment. To fulfill on your promise to be right here, to meditate. Stay the course. The course is the center line. Keep pulling in. A couple more counts where maybe you tap a knee or you bring the opposite upper arm bone to the floor and get that full rotation. Here, I'll give you a count. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Lift your legs up. We'll do 2 rounds. Sit on your forearms. Lower your legs 30%, 60%. 90% down. Lift your shoulder blades up off the floor. Do crossovers. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Last round. Lift your legs up. Lower your legs 30%, 60% down. And then 2 inches from the ground, lift your right leg up. Lower your right leg down. Lift your left leg up. Lower your left leg down. Right leg up. And switch. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Lift your legs up. Pull your knees to your chest and twist. There's a good release. Close your eyes and do some exploration from the hips up to the armpits. Front body, back body, skin in. Breathe in, empty it out. Come back to the middle, take your knees to the right, your chin to your left shoulder. Finally, right? Finally. Feel the earth, feel the air. Get connected from the pelvis up to the shoulders. I mean, this is, again, the focal point. Pay attention to the spiral moving from the tailbone up through the brain. Feel the center line and feel the revolution. Breathe in. Empty it out. Come to center. Pull your knees into your body. Grab behind your thighs. Flex your feet. Rock and roll. Get some momentum and flow. Down dog. Half pigeon. Lead with your right leg. Yeah, this amazing shift happened on a cellular level, you know, physiologically, and you say the whole constitution of our bodies, there's been a shift. And there's a readiness now to be still. So restlessness will just live in our body until we move. And I tell you, moving with skill is, it's really the science of this excavation and this turning and this bringing up of the stuck, blocked energy. All right, now you just want to settle. You want to become like the muddy glass, becoming still, and then the mud dropping down to the water, the bottom of the glass, and then the water becoming still. So I love that metaphor for meditation, especially moving into stillness. Now close your eyes and look. Relax your jaw, relax your neck. Unclench your hands. Study the nostrils. So we locate our body, right? We're interested in the baby toe and the space between the baby toe and fourth toe, the four corners of the feet. I mean, really, we really are precise with our location, our ability to locate points in the body. Now locate the nostrils and inside the nose. And you want to follow the air from outside the ring of the nostrils into the nasal cavity, down into the base of the lungs. I mean, you got to watch it. Otherwise, you're just going to be in survival mode breath. You're recreating your whole relationship to life when you practice yoga. And this is your whole relationship to breathing. Something so simple, right underneath our nose, always with us, so close we can't see it. And we start backing up, stopping, and getting a bigger picture. And we begin to see how important the subtle practice of breathing deep and not cutting ourselves short from any air coming into the lungs. Be deliberate. You want to feel an expansion from the inside out. And then your out-breath, like the whole body softens. So when you're this intentional, you see where you always hold tension and stress. And over time, you begin to soften up these regions. And then these other regions that are kind of, you know, just dull, they start to brighten up. Like our diaphragm, our accessory breathing muscles, conscious of the muscles around the face. Take a breath in, empty out, down dog, half pigeon, lunge your left leg forward. Move around. It's a lot like a pot or shaping clay. You want to use your legs as the hands of the pot or shape in the clay. It's really your relationship with the floor. Your mat, I mean, there's certain impressions in the rubber of your mat. The define if your foundation is really empowering. You want to settle in. You don't want to be partially balanced like on the front leg or the back leg. You want the energy to be, or the weight to be grounded evenly through all the points that touch the floor. So you get scientific, look around, feel it. And now sense the air moving from outside the nose to the base of the lungs, filling up the mid lungs, the upper lungs. You can play with pausing on the in-breath or after the lungs are full. You can play with pausing after the exhalation. And be mindful, the air is really exiting the lungs completely. Otherwise, you'll be left with residual air. You've got to breathe out and then put a little push. Remember, you're in a partnership. The breath's breathing you, and then you're measuring it, listening to it. Sometimes I'll count. I'll pull the breath in for like a pulsation of four. And then I'll breathe out with a pulsation of four. Maybe not so much when I'm on my mat, but when I'm meditating, when I'm practicing pranayama, just breathing. It's not just yoga. You get deep into developing self-awareness. This is why I love this system so much. It's so different than yoga. You go out into the world and check out yoga anywhere. It's a lot different than this. This is a modern day yoga. Are interested in personal development. And being in our power, developing this capacity to be anywhere with anybody. And ability to act under fear. And a few more counts. Stay the course, what matters most to us. Have difficult conversations we need to have. This is all part of empowerment and personal development. The ability just to stay on our mat, that's where it begins, to be with ourselves and to explore and to excavate all this stuff that usually, if we don't look at it, makes us go off course, like away from our North Star, like away from what matters most to us. Take a breath in. Empty it out. Double pigeon. Sit up and stack your shins or cross your shins. You can try on both settings, right? And then just work. So some nights you'll stack your shins. You'll work for that. And maybe you put a block underneath your left knee. And then some other nights it's too much. The intensity is too much. You can cross your shins and put a purple block to support your outer ankles. You're developing a toolkit for life. And this toolkit are all tools in adaptation, learning how to adapt, stay in the course. So we're not over-efforting. It's one of the great things that we discover from power yoga is the difference between power and force. And so many of us stuck in over-controlling mode and forcing, and we want things to happen, and that's good because we have aspiration and we have vision. But we come in here, and it's just the heat and the movement and the tapas practice and vinyasa teach us something that we can't learn out of books. We have to have an experiential experience of the power of nature. It's like being out at the ocean and just feeling that immensity and that power. Same thing, this is what humbles us when we feel the intensity of practice. And sometimes the practice brings us to our hands on our knees. It's so important to have those practices where you get steamrolled, and you stay with it, and you find resilience and strength. Breathe in. Empty it out. Sit up. Switch legs. Shift from right to left and front to back. Get a measure of the weight going down through the sitting bones and the parts of the ankles or the feet that are touching the floor. Lean in. Relax your neck. Drop your head down towards the mat. Unclench your jaw. Take the tension out of your hands. Let's not abandon the body. The moment you abandon the body, you go lost in thought or in narratives, and you're disconnected from the life force that's right here. And it's the life force that develops a relatedness between everything that's alive, the capacity to stay right here, to stay. So I always tell my students, just stay on your mat. That's a huge victory. Having showed up, victory. Stayed on your mat, victory. And now stay here, here, here. And you have to keep renewing your vows for the here, here. Every increment of the in-breath, you're there for it. You feel it. You hear it. Every increment of the exhalation, you're here. You hear it. You feel it. And you know it. Breathe in. Breathe out. Sit up. Seated forward bend. Okay, go belly your chest to thighs. That's really important. You grab your feet or your ankles, lengthen your spine. Now, slowly slide your hips back away from your heels. Drop your head down towards the ground. Firm up your thigh muscles. If you want to release your hamstrings, you got to tighten up the thigh muscles. It's what keeps the hamstring stretch healthy. You get the attachments, the belly of the hamstrings. You go from the opposite side of the joint, action on the opposite side of the joint. So the front, the thigh muscles, tighten them up. Go firm. Now press the back of your thigh bones down. Thigh muscles in, thigh bones down. Breathe in. Empty it out. Sit up, inverted table. Five. Do the work you did in your dog poses with your finger mounds. Four. You want to create straight power lines from your hands to the core. Four. Three. Lift your hips up. Press your finger mounds. Press your feet down. Come up. Come down. All right. Scoot up to the front of your mat. Waterfall. You can do shoulder stand or do headstand. But really be here for this cooling down and rejuvenation practice. You can go and see if you can feel your heartbeat or, you know, feel it. You can maybe hear it, sense its pulsation. Feel your feet, your shins, your legs. They start to tingle, cool down, heat up, lose pressure. Feel them. Be right here. Separate the heels a little bit. Hey, this is one of the greatest things you can do for the planet. Sometimes, especially when we begin, we think it's selfish to be here and to take a couple hours out of our day to develop ourselves personally. But I've noticed when I practice and when I'm meditating, and to the degree that I'm really empowering myself when I meditate, when I'm doing the work, I mean, you can just sit on a meditation cushion and drift off, and sometimes it's like that. And, you know, over time, you start tightening up a little bit, and you really start doing the work of feeling your feet moment to moment. And but no doubt, the more present I am, the more grounded I am, the more I come back to the present moment, the more joy I bring into people's lives. And it's not from anything I do, it's just from the work that I'm doing. You know, there's some sort of transmission. We discover this in yoga, and you already know about it when we're around people who are inspired and people who aren't complaining and people who are always pointing to possibility, how we kind of shift in that direction. And when we're around people who are naysayers and no's and complaining all the time and pointing to what's wrong, how we start to develop that same lens. So, you know, I acknowledge you for being here and starting to develop your relationship with the community. You'll feel that. It's just part of the course in yoga as you start pulling in more and meditating and coming back home to the bones and remembering you're right here and feeling the earth underneath you and the air flowing through you. How much easier it is to go out and to have heart-to-heart conversations and to look people in the eye and to develop a relationship with your life where you're serving people. You can take your knees to your forehead or your feet to the floor. Plow. Curl your toes under. Lace your fingers, walk your shoulder blades to the center line. Work that. That's really important action in the process of bringing your spine back into your body, is lacing your fingers behind you and walking your shoulder blades to the center line, pushing your spine to your chest. Now take your knees by your ears. If you can, just don't strain. Sometimes a little pressure, and I bring my arms around my calves and a little pressure, not too much. Press the back of your head into your mat just a little bit. That's good. All right, remove anything that's in the way. Bring your pelvis to the floor. Pull your knees into your chest. Straighten your left leg down on the mat. Supine twist to the right. You'll take your right knee to the left and your chin to your right shoulder. And just scoot around a little bit. Keep your pelvis and your shoulders on your mat. All right, come back to center. Straighten your right leg and take your left knee to the right side of your body. Come back to center. Bring your knees into your chest. Bring the bottoms of your feet together. Splay your knees apart. Butterfly, or you can go into full corpse pose with your legs straight and your feet flopped out to the side. I like putting a towel over my eyes. I form fit it right into the eye sockets. Put some pressure on the eyeballs and start training the energy that's usually flowing outward, like beyond the eyeballs out into the world, to turn inward. It's a U-turn, energetic U-turn. Look inside. So there's looking outside. We practice drishti externally. Now turn in and practice drishti internally. Choose a point, the back of your forehead, maybe the back of your eyelids. Look right into space and put your attention on listening out here. Make a distinction between you listening to the sounds out here, outside your skin, and then just all that noise in between your ears, just static. Get out here. It's the greatest shift in the world from being in your head to being present out here, feeling the flesh and bones on the mat, just breathing. We want to give up audible breathing, okay? We want to get it really quiet, and we want to be masters at listening. We do it together. A very auspicious silence arises. Listen. Take a huge breath in. Open your mouth, let it go. Breathe in. Empty it out. Roll over onto your right. Keep your eyes closed. Sit up. Come to a comfortable seated position. Bring your hands into a prayer over your heart center and sit up straight. Have some healthy pride. Acknowledge yourself. I acknowledge you. Showed up and gave everything you have. Three ohms. Ah. Bring your prayer hands to your forehead center. Take a breath in. Together, we say namaste. Peace and love. Good work, you guys. Nice job. Good work. Thank you so much for being here. Okay, go get some water and get some electrolytes in your body, okay? Listen, when you get up, stay on your feet. Don't spray your blocks down. Put them right in front of that heater, okay? Purple and blue piles, neatly. Not so high where they tip over. I know it's fun, but keep them manageable, okay? And if you got a mat and a yogi toes, they go in the hamper. A strap, if it got really wet, put it in the hamper. Otherwise, hang it up by the long part, okay? I'll see you soon. Take care. Have a good night. You're welcome.